Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News talking the paper, the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, and just general fishing here, having a good time. And giving away a great prize to one lucky caller today.
Well, you're not kidding that. A very cool one. A full Sol Sun Guard package. It includes a UV protection. It's a UV protection package. It includes the UV blocking tech shirt, a very cool shirt from Sol Sun Guard, a big bottle of the Sol Sun Guard Blue Water, every flavor of their lip balm kit. It's got six different lip balms, all courtesy of Sol Sun Guard. Without question, the best high-end sunscreen. And like you say, it's one shot, one deal, done, awesome.
Now, you say high-end, you buy a bottle for $15, the biggest bottle, it'll last you like a year.
Yeah, it's really good
stuff. It goes a long, long way. So it's really the best there is. No scent, and it doesn't sweat, so you don't get it in your eyes.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
You put it on once in the morning, you're done.
People say it all the time, too, when
reapply.
You know, like, oh, I want something with a higher SPF. You don't need higher SPF. You need quality sunscreen.
Yeah.
And that's what the difference is. Sol Sun Guard, the Blue Water, I think it's 36.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, I like 60 or I like 100. No, this is such a better product that it is, you know, anybody can put any label on something. It doesn't make any difference. This is really, really good.
As good as it gets.
Yeah.
You will not find a sun guard that protects better than this.
Yeah, I agree.
And we have it back in stock on our website, hookup1090.com, on our shop page. You can buy it right now in the two sizes as well as the incredible lip balm, the best lip balm there is. If you're addicted to using lip balm like I am, this stuff is, once you start using Sol,
you don't go back.
Is the best. So, hey, let's head down to the Port Pavilion right now on the Broadway Pier on Harbor Drive in San Diego, right there on the Embarcadero in San Diego. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak Sailing Center is at the Big Boys Toy Show. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Getting ready to sell some fun.
Yeah, that's what you sell, fun.
And it's good at it.
I like hanging out with you.
Well, the Big Boys Toy Show is exactly what I think San Diego needs. It's a place where we can go find out what is fun to do around this perfect little city we got here.
No doubt about it. So you are going to have a display in the Big Boys Toy Show. I know you were setting everything up yesterday, and the show opens at 10 o'clock this morning right there at the Port Pavilion, which is that big blue building on the pier there right next to the Midway in downtown San Diego.
What a great facility.
Yeah,
that is beautiful down there.
That place is amazing.
I haven't been to that new pavilion.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So tell us about what you're going to have in the Fast Lane booth.
Well, that's a good thing. We finally are getting the brand new Pro Anglers with the new Mirage Drive 180s, the ones that go backwards. We've got them in stock now, and we're going to be displaying one of the new 12s with the camo color, which is a hot item.
That's right up my
alley.
Also,
we finally got those Eclipses, those stand-up paddle boards with the Mirage Drives in them. We finally are getting a bunch of those, so we're going to be displaying those too.
Wow, now, it's like having an elliptical, not in the gym, but on the water.
Oh, I know. We sold out of those so quick that it was like, oh, my goodness. They introduced a new product, and we couldn't even get them. They sold out nationwide.
And now you have
them. And now they're finally starting to get them.
Cool.
Hey, the other things we're going to have down there, which is interesting, is this new little inflatable that Hobie makes. It's an inflatable kayak that looks like a stand-up paddleboard because it's flat. Has a really comfortable seat, and it's perfect for fishing. It's called the I-11. It's an inflatable, and we've got that all set up down there with a tackle rig in the back. And, you know, so for the guys who want to drive up within a small car to a lake, you just blow it up, kind of like show up and blow up, and you can just go right out and go fishing. And
that's
Debbie
cool.
And I are going to be taking them on a vacation here real soon, and we're going to go down some rivers too. So
that's
it's
cool.
A really versatile little inflatable kayak.
You're actually taking a vacation?
Yeah. well, you know, I got to take time off from selling all this fun.
Yeah, that's fun. For sure. That's for sure. Hey, so that's the Big Boys Tow Show going on today. It's a big event sponsored by the Mighty 1090 right here, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's, of course, Ron will be there, but there's all kinds of stuff, motorcycles and motorhomes
it's an easy place to get distracted.
Yeah, it's Big Boy Toys.
That's right? What I like. Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
Hey, I got your buddy gave me some tickets for the show, and we have a few of them at the shop. So if anybody wants to get a couple tickets for a group going down to the show, stop by our shop. We open at 9. The show opens at 10. So swing by. We'll give you a couple tickets if you just swing by the shop.
Cool. Sweet.
And
that's
also,
After
you go to the show, if you get all inspired to go try the new Mirage Drive or try the Eclipse, we'll be doing demos at the shop. So it's an easy thing to go to the show and then just swing back by the store and try something that you may be interested in.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so free $10 is the admission price, but if you go by Fastlane in Mission Bay, grab a ticket for free or a couple tickets for free and head on down there and see the show. Goes on from 10 to 6 today, and then head on back down to the shop and try the on-the-water demo. Ron Lane,
I'll
see you at the Big Boys Toy Show.
Wahoo!
All right, thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call.
All right, well, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our catch report today, which, again, is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It is a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. Help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. And Sato continually, always, when he finds little tweaks, little things he can add to the kit, he always does, whether it be a different needle, a different adhesive. Now they all come with tack glue. The crimps change, like everything about it, he's always improving that Sato crimp kit. And we say it all the time about how it's the preferred connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler. That goes for our shop as well, Fisherman's Lining Tackle. Anytime we're doing a skinny, stealthy insert connection on heavy line, we always use the Sato crimp kit. There is not a safer, faster, and easier way to connect your Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's jump into the catch report. Going on up to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky. Morning, Pete. Morning, Pat. Well, guys, it's mid-October. Feels like fall. Looks like fall out the window here. But you gotta love it because the main story is still all that good grade yellowfin and bluefin tuna fish around, man. There's a lot of fish, so we're gonna just focus on some tuna talk here this report. Closest to the coast is those mostly smaller yellowfin, 5 to 12 off the beach from Oceanside up to like Dana Point, fish on bird schools and kelps, and you know, most of that inshore, closer to the beach type stuff is, really focused on that light line, small hook scenario. A bit more offshore, it gets a little bit more interesting outside the 267 to the 277 down to the 209, kind of a little triangle like that. More yellowfin in that zone, and they're better grade fish. A lot of 20s to 30s in there with more than a few standouts over 40 here the last couple days. And for a little bonus for you guys poking around in there, along with that yellowfin, there's a sprinkle of those good grade bluefins in there also. Those are 40 to 60s. Probably want to upgrade your tackle a little bit if you're fishing out in that sector. Those 50-pounders will just destroy you on that 15-pound test stuff. If you want to roam a little bit more, there's also scattered spots of tuna fish, that good grade yellowfin mostly from the 499 down to the mackerel bank, just open water fish roaming around. Keep an eye on the birds there. It's mostly all bird school fish in that sector. And then saving the best for last year, that bluefin fishing is on the rebound really nicely. Beautiful grade of fish, mostly 40 to 60s with a few pushing 100 pounds. Best area for that's backside of Clemente, kind of from the middle of the island up to the west, just 2 to 3 miles off the island, not very far at all, 60, 70, 80 fathoms like that. Without a doubt, a live squid is the key for a good catch of fish. They're really biting that squid, some on sardines, but, man, you get that squish, you're definitely going to be doing better. 2-0 or 3-0 circle hook on 40-pound fluorocarbon, a little slider to get your bait down a little bit there. For this time of year, guys, it is absolutely remarkable we got this much quality tuna fish around. And personally, I'm going to go fishing tomorrow night, and maybe we'll see you guys out there. It's time to go. It's
good. And it's not over.
It is far from over.
Not even close.
Not even close. Well, Mark, of course, fishdope.com, Danny's had all the dope. And you talk to anybody in the know, that's where they get their resource, is fishdope.com. They get their information. You check it every day. You know exactly what's going on. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, Hookup Now, all lowercase, no space. Hookup Now is your code, your $20 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, you know, you guys could wander on by our shop in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And didn't even get a chance to talk about all those yellowtail marlin and all them lobsters crawling around. It's good fishing, guys.
Yeah, life is good.
I got a funny story for you, Mark. So my brother-in-law, John, has been visiting us the last few days. He went down to Palmas de Cortez, and he rode his motorcycle from Cleveland. And he's riding back this morning. He's probably on the road by now. But he says, I want to go check out Bolsa Chica and Energy. He listens to the show on the Mighty 1090 app. So it's like... I was like, well, you know what's at Bolsa Chica and Edinger? And he goes, yeah, Pacific Edge. So he lives in Cleveland. He's talking about Bolsa Chica and Edinger.
World famous, dude.
There you go.
Yeah, easy to find, right next to the Chevron station.
That's it.
All right, Mark. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
See you, Mark.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, let's continue on with the catch sport down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, I hear there's some good fishing going on right now.
There's a little bit of good fishing going on. Yeah, it's kind of like the rest of the season here.
Great.
It's actually really good fishing, but people are a bit spoiled at this point. You know, we actually did not get the San Diego out yesterday. You know, that was the first time in quite a while that we just didn't get enough people to get out there. But they've had some actually pretty good fishing this week. Still catching yellowfin, yellowtail, some bonito in the mix here. Still very good three-quarter day fishing. Not what we saw earlier in the summer necessarily there, but they are back offshore today, looking around, seeing what they can find there. And like I said, I think he's got a good taste of it there, these overnight boats. Lots of yellowfin. Seeing a little bit of bluefin in the mix on some of those boats, and there's some very big fish mix in there. You know, one of those boats came back. We're talking 100-pound-plus fish on there. So good fishing all around. I mean, it's middle of October, and we've got great fishing. The half-day trip, so very good bottom fishing there. So I don't think it's quite time to put away your gear yet. You know, I think it's time to make sure it's in good condition and get back out there, because we're starting to get that, like we talked about before, almost that local summer where the loads aren't as big, and there's still very good fishing, very nice weather. So definitely check the website. Seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there for those half days, three-quarter days, 1 days, day and a half. There's definitely some bit longer trips mixed in there also. You can make your reservations right online there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person. And like we've been hearing here, you know, for a few weeks, fishing is really good in October usually.
That's it, man. This is the time to do it. Loads are light, but like you say, you got to put the reservation in just to make sure the boats know they're going to have enough to get off the dock, and this is the time. Loads are light, weather's good, fish are still biting. This is when you take advantage. When you're frustrated when you go in August because the boats are full or you can't get on the boat you want to go to, this is the time to go right now.
Absolutely, and you definitely have your option. If you just want to go out there and catch some fish, you got that. If you want to go after some really big fish, you've got that. And like I said, weather's nice, and come on out.
Awesome, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate a great report. One more time, give us a phone number to C4th if somebody wants to book a spot and come fishing with you.
619-224-3383, and you know how good fishing is right now.
How good?
We had one of the Fisherman's Landing employees come down and go fishing on a new C4th this morning.
Whoa.
It's that good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's that good. He didn't get the Rock Hot Rick of Ex-Burrito, so I don't know what you've been telling those guys over there, but you're falling down on the job.
He might not have been deserving of a Rock Hot Rick of Ex-Burrito. That's a special thing.
Very true.
Marcos, great report. Appreciate that. Glad to hear the fishing going so good at C4th. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos.
All right, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Rick?
Morning. Great spending time with you in the East Cape there at Palmas de Cortez. It was a real fun time.
Yeah, it's funny. We can just get back from there middle of the week, and I start listening to the reports up here and hear Mark Wish, and makes me want to go chase some tuna tomorrow. I don't know. I'll have to get back.
Man.
Right?
So anyways, down in Baja, you know, like you were saying, this is the time of year here. There's less crowds. Baja's really starting to turn on. Some of the spots that are windy start to calm down and water stays nice, and time to head down there. You know, Mag Bay continues to be the hot spot. You know, there's marlin, wahoo, fishing at its best, some yellowfin and dorado mixed in. So for the guys that are getting down that far, it's still the place to be. We stopped in Mulegé on our way down and Bahia Concepcion on our way back and visited some friends there. Some nice golf grouper coming over the rail this last couple weeks. Mulegé, there's still some smaller Dorado around and lots of life in the bay. It's calm, warm, no wind. Really, really a nice time to be there as well. The fish there seem to be in Mag Bay, seem to be moving up in the La Bocana, Asuncion area. And that area really starts to turn on again now, you know. Thanksgiving time there from now till then, and the end of November is strong. You know, the wahoo are starting to move in. La Bocana, wahoo yellowfin Dorado reported. Sherry down at Bahia Sancion says that wahoo and yellowtail were there for her husband and their gang here this last week. A little bit of wind seemed to whip around Cedros this last weekend, or the last week in general. And Jeff at Cedros Tackle reports slower cloud cove fishing. There was some yellowtail, slower calico with the wind and yellowtail, and located on the south end of the high spot there. Lots of bait in the leaf. So, you know, it's just a matter of conditions there the last week, and I'm sure that's going to turn right back around. Strong time to be there in the fall as well. Bay of L.A., moved back into the bay. Yellowtail, Cabrilla, white sea bass continues to be strong. Great time of year to be there as well. I mean, there's just less people, less wind, and even the white sea bass bite, you know, kind of rare right now, but if that's hanging on, you know, that'd be a good place to be as well. Some of the grouper and Cabrilla have been in deeper water. San Quintin, the weather there this time of year and throughout the summer really, really isn't much different than here. We get some cloudy days like this and overcast, and some of the yellowtail haven't been up, so the bigger lings and reds have been the target, and they've been doing well on those, but yellowtail a little slow here recently. Outside of Ensenada, good tuna bite right outside the bay, yellowtail, bottom fish, bass inside, and San Felipe, fishing's heating up there, prime time as well. Weather's great, water temps are right where you want them to be, so plenty of chances to drive anywhere between long range, where Shai just kind of bolted back from the other day, Mag Bay, anywhere, just do a little weekend overnighter in San Felipe, get down, and I think you can find a fish just about anywhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So there's still plenty of fishing going on, Southern Baja, Northern Baja. And if you want to know, I know you talked to a lot of people at the tournament there, Rick, and thank you for all your great sponsorship. We sure appreciate that. And people were on the idea of using Sport Fishing Financial. I mean, people have figured out that Rick is the right guy to talk to about your future and your finances and your retirement plans and stuff like that. Right, Rick?
Absolutely. You know, we can help anybody from a individual to a trust to a company sponsored plan. So we're dealing with small companies, people who've retired, people thinking about retiring, and people planning everything in between. So let's get together, talk Baja, go fishing, and help plan your future and get your money managed. I mean, one of the highlights of what we do is that we work with a great institutional group of money managers, and keeping costs down and being diversified and knowing that you're with people that are looking out for you is important with your retirement fund. So we'd love to have a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Somebody that was at the tournament came up to me and said, "So you really think Rick's legitimate?" I go, "Absolutely." I said, "I'm an investment with him. Absolutely. He's good at what he does. He's very good at what he does." And he goes, "Because it really doesn't cost that much to have him do your thing for you." And I go, "I know. It's a no-brainer, right?" So they go, "Yeah, I'm going to do it." So I said, "You should. Absolutely." So that's the
deal. Well, we certainly appreciate the endorsements. And, inexpensive is the way to go. Find somebody who can help you, someone who can spend time with you and you can trust. And you don't want to drag any anchors around with any extra trading or custody or commissions, any of that kind of stuff. Just is the wrong idea.
Right, absolutely. A guy who can save you money and make you money right here, sportfishingfinancial.com. Rick Jensen, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
Thanks Rick.
For that.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. Phones are packed up again. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's open right now. Or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one is 877-792-1090. Been a very busy morning on the shows, but both of those lines have an availability right now, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bruce? Calls us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I got a couple questions for you. First for Pat, how long has Western Outdoor News been around?
62 years.
That's 62 awesome. Years.
Yeah, 62 years.
Yeah, so, you know, he started it as an infant. He was born in...
Bert Twilliger started it back in, 1954. And, he was working for AAA and Herald Examiner, and he was writing stories, and they did a yellowtail derby at the daily paper up there in L.A., and then they used the use that as a base of subscribers. And then it was called the Green Liar because it was on green paper. And, of course, it's, you know, we still lie every single week, you know, of course.
Fishermen don't lie.
We lie every week. No, actually, we have everybody else lie for us. We,
you know, you so, just report the lies.
No, we just try to make sure we people, you know, have a good time. And we try to, you know, do a little bit of political stuff here and there and try to keep up on things. But, yeah, with the website, everything digitally, everything is changing so rapidly, you know, we're diversifying, you know, into a lot of different things. But we offer digital editions now, north and south, to the subscribers, and digital only. In the website, then we do Facebook pages and that kind of thing. So we're still in there. We're doing a lot of events. We have some great events coming up. We'll talk a little bit about those coming up here in a little bit. But, yeah, it's been fun. In 62 years, a lot of changes. Let me tell you. Someday I'll write a book about it. by the way, journalism has changed and the way the information is disseminated.
Yeah, sure.
And how the speed of it, just the photography alone is just and how we got information from all these areas that we currently get so easily. You still have to have people out there with a pen and a piece of paper and a phone and to get this information. It doesn't just come from all over. Fishing is not like other news mediums where you just grab other people's information, or you have Associated Press or Reuters and that kind of thing. You've got to call up people and find out how's the fishing, how's the hunting. And we still have to do that every single week. There's almost 400 phone calls and hundreds of emails that we use as sources of information. So it's an ongoing process, but it's exciting and always never dull.
Western Outdoor News has been such a good source of information everywhere, freshwater, saltwater, that we literally take it for granted. I mean, I do. You know, I look at it every single week. I always like looking at the lake reports and the catch reports and everything that you guys do, and it's been such a good source of info and so reliable that you take it for granted. You know, I mean, you forget how much work goes into putting all of those reports and stories and editorials, and there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, think about the task that is to put all of that information together every single week, week after week after week. You can always rely on it. It's awesome.
For sure. Bruce, did you have another question?
Yeah, it was, what boats have the permits for Guadalupe?
The Shogun, the Royal Polaris, and the Royal Star.
And the Apollo.
Mm-hmm,
that is equal, yeah.
So get on the waiting list.
Get on the waiting list. Yeah, for sure. Good luck with that.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I have a question for Pat real quick before we go into some other things. Earlier you were talking about, a boat going in across the board. And it's something that I think a lot of that I hear about questions in the shop all the time. I mean, you're very well-versed, obviously, with Tuna Jackpot and all the other tournaments. And I was just hoping you could explain to everybody, like, how that works, like what jackpots are and what it means when somebody goes in across the board. It's like tournaments within other tournaments, and I always thought it's an interesting thing. And somebody has never done the tournament thing, they probably wouldn't know. I mean, you can participate at such an inexpensive level and be in a major tournament, or you can participate at a very high-dollar level and increase your odds of making tons of money. I was just wondering if you could kind of go through what jackpots are and how they work and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Before I get into the options, I'll explain. In our tournament, you can get in for $1,000 for four people. That's not $4,000. It's $1,000 for four people.
All the parties and everything included.
Yeah, everything's included.
Group of four buds, a few hundred bucks a piece.
So if the three of us wanted to go down and you brought your wife and we've made her a team member, it would cost each of us for every aspect of the tournament at a reasonable level, three optionals, our meals, our rental car, our flight, our hotel at the Tesoro, everything, and a pre-day of fishing on a boat. It's like $700, $800 charter, about a $900 charter we would pay. They would be at about $2,500 for it to do the tournament, and then we would have the potential of winning over $100,000 in that tournament. So you can also go up to $23,000 if you do the various optionals. You don't have to do the optionals. You can just stay at $1,000. You can do any combination. But if you do an optional, it's for both days. Okay? So Bisbee, Bob Bisbee, I think, began the concept of the Calcutta tournament, which is, you know, there's optionals like little hats. And so in our tournament, the biggest fish over 2 days wins the tournament. It's the overall.
That's the winner of the tournament.
$500 of the
$1,000.
Yes. $1,000 is the entry. $500 of that money goes into the pot. So 100 teams, $50,000. So first place takes 85%, second gets 10, and 5% for third. So winner almost takes all at that level. That's a different tournament. That's like
that's the main
that's
tournament.
That's it. You're in, you pay in, everybody's in that. So the others are all individual tournaments, and there's seven optionals, anything from $500, $250 a day, up to $10,000 or $5,000 a day. So you can get into any of them, all of them, or none of them. But you only have to beat the people in your optional. So let's say we're in the $10,000. You, the three of us are in it. I only have to beat you guys to win your money.
They're like small individual tournaments, and they're only the people that chose to participate in that. It's the biggest fish
each day.
Exactly.
And that optional. And the next day, it's a whole, it starts over again.
Each day.
Yes, yes.
So if my
you're
team,
the $10,000 optional, you're paying $10,000 one day, $10,000 the next day.
No, five.
Five and five.
But you have to pay the $10,000 to get into it.
So you're if you're in the optionals, you're in for both days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So you catch the biggest fish, you get a 31-pound fish, and I don't catch a 30-pound minimum fish, you take our money.
Yeah. Now there might be 20 teams that caught fish bigger than you, but you had the heaviest fish within your optional tournament, your small individual. And there's only five guys that were in that one, and all I have to do is beat those five guys. I don't got to worry about the other 150. I just need to beat these five guys.
How do you keep track of all that stuff, man?
Computers.
Oh,
let me explain one more thing. The two teams that won the most money last year. There was a team from Picante and RealQuest, and they're back in it across the board. I don't know if the Picante team is, but I know RealQuest is. And they won
Dick Landfield.
Dick Landfield.
Yeah.
And maybe Mignana, they're also in it, and they're across the board also. So those guys, there were two teams last year that were in across the board and won all, and they swept all but the one optional one day. And so they end up winning over $200,000. But they didn't win the tournament. C-Rod won the tournament with a 206-pounder, and they won $70,000 because they had one optional, and they won the overall money. So they won $70,000 because that's what they got in for. And it's been the case many times when the tournament is won by somebody who was just in one or two optionals or no optionals. They just came down to fish the tournament, and they ended up catching the biggest fish. Meanwhile, all the other people who were in those optionals won the big money. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that the champion wins all the big money. It happens occasionally, but not that often.
That's what I think is so cool about it. And you can choose what optional you want to get into, too. Most people that are only going to enter one or two optionals will choose usually the two lowest levels, just because that's the most common. I would say, you know, pool all your money and maybe only get into $1,000 optional, because you got to figure, there's so fewer people that you're betting against. You know, you now only have to beat 30 teams instead of 150 teams to cash out on a great payday.
Right. Another thing, as I try to explain to people, because even the people who are in the tournament over the years, they don't quite get it. We pay individually. So if you say, well, Pete put in most of the money of the tournament and paid most of the expenses, we're going to pay him 75% of the money. So we send you the check for 75% of whatever your team won. Let's say you guys have a bunch of guys who just, well, I want to get in at only a certain level. I go, that's fine. But let's say Joe over here is a very wealthy guy, and he says, well, I want to fish with you guys, but I want to be at the upper level. We would say, well, Joe, then you go ahead and do the $10,000, or you put in most of the money. And then if we win, then you get paid the majority of the money. And so that's created situations where you get guys who are from ordinary means, who only want to get in maybe at the first couple optionals, and then another guy says, well, you know, I'm a wealthy guy, let me handle it, you know. And then when they come to us, they say, well, you know, Joe over here, he's in for 75% of the money, and we write him a check for in 2 weeks after the tournament for 75% at minus the Mexican taxes for 75% of the money. So, you know, it opens it up to that. And so that's one reason why we're getting more and more money from the optionals. So you can get in for as little as you want. My nephew and my brother-in-law are getting into the tournament this year. They're in Team 30, and they're just at $1,000, coming down, having a good time.
Have a good time.
Chartered with Pisces, having a fun time. They're really looking forward to it. So that's
why I love
about
this tournament. For exactly that reason, is you can, like Pete said, for the lowest level, you still get every bit of participation as the guys that are going across the board. Every fiesta, every party, all the good times, all the rockin' fun, drinks, dancing, the whole nine, all of it at the same level, and then you just decide how much money you want to put in, how much you want to gamble after that.
Yeah, and that format has actually morphed into teams on tournaments in the East Cape. The Dorado Shootout is based on that format, and now the Tuna
Shootout
in a couple
next
weeks.
Week, yeah.
That's also. So Bob Bisbee's concept, you know, at various levels and whatever you're comfortable with is good.
That's
Bisbee's,
cool.
You can get up for up to $60,000 to get into all their options.
Yeah, what is it? All in is like $170,000? Somebody told
I know,
me.
They've got some chupacabra thing or whatever. But
money.
Really, essentially, it's $60,000. $5,000 at the minimum and $60,000, and that's where you end up with, I think they're going to have like $3 million in their pot this year. It's going to be
unreal.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, as you can hear, we got a great show going. If you want to be a part of it, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. Let's talk hook up on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XRPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Oh!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, we're going live right now to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing great.
Fish are biting, huh?
You know what? Fishing's been pretty darn good, and like Marco said earlier, the loads are light. We haven't got our first stop yet here in the morning, but there is some good fishing to be had on really nice great yellowfin, that 25 to 40-pound fish. We had a good day yesterday, a good day the day before, some really light loads. Tonight, our trip is a go. I think we only have like eight or nine people on it. It's a go no matter what. We're going to be fishing big boat, light load, and tomorrow night as well. There's some really, really good, just really nice, great yellowfin to be had, and they're still biting. I mean, you know, why not come out here and get in on some of this action?
Oh, man, it sounds so good. Sounds like fun.
It is, and for the people that don't want to miss out on football, we do have DirecTV. Come out, knock out a couple yellowfin, sit down, have a beer in the galley, and watch the game.
Oh, that sounds awesome,
sweet.
Dude. And this is not five-pound fish. I mean, these are nice yellowfin, and good weather coming on this whole week. It's a good time to go.
Yeah, the weather does look like it's going to stay nice. I'm sure there's people looking at that front up above, but really it's not going to have much of an impact down here. There was one of the gentlemen on yesterday's trip. He had three yellowfin and all of his fish over 30 pounds. I mean, just the quality of the fish makes it worthwhile. And, you know, there's been some good stops here this morning. I know Whitey on the Pegasus just came on. He had a stop for 16, and we're still waiting.
Wow, that's really good.
Is it the same thing that you were telling us last week, kind of light line, smaller hooks? I mean, how should we be prepared if we were going to come on this light load trip you're going on tonight on the tribute, Mike?
You know, you want to bring anything from 15 to 50 pound, 15 to 60 pound, especially on these trips where we have a light load. We have plenty of rod storage. Bring it all. There has been fish caught on the jigs. Fluorocarbon's always, a definite bonus. And just bring hook sizes ranging anywhere from like a number 2 to a 4 rod to cover your bases.
Cool. All awesome. Right, Mike. Well, if somebody wants to come on the tribute tonight,
yeah,
and you should.
Light load.
Yeah. How do we do that?
Tonight's one-day trip is a light load, and it's a go. Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383. And I always say, if you want to check out what we're catching, take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. We have pictures up from yesterday, and you can check out the quality of the fish.
Sweet. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for checking in, and check in with us tomorrow if you can, and keep us posted on this great fall yellowfin bite, local waters right here.
We will keep you posted. Have a great weekend.
Right, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Mike from the Tribute's just been a great guy of keeping. I know he works with you a lot at Western Outdoors. He's really runs a great operation there out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and is really good about keeping people informed about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, he does a great trips. We do charters with him. We do a lot of charters along the coast on all the landings. But, yeah, Mike always puts on a great trip for the anglers.
Oh, yeah, former Holiday with just a beautiful boat, long-range boat,
yeah.
Yeah, long-range boat, Bill Poole boat,
long,
from way, way back, and super comfortable and very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, sure.
Speaking of sport boat fishing, you guys did a really cool event, I think in June, that was like I don't even know what you call it. It was like a mega jackpot. Like, obviously we're all familiar with getting on a sport boat and jackpot, you know, goes to the biggest fish. So you did like a landing-wide jackpot tournament, I believe, at H&M this last year. That was a super cool event. Any plans of that going again this year?
Well, yeah, we're going to do it in 2017. We're going to do, it's called the San Diego Jackpot. And the first year, 2 years ago, with H&M exclusively, we did 3 boats and didn't even really fill them. And but we decided Franker City was taking over the landing and wanted to have something you could really have there at the landing. He actually wanted to expand it to the other landings. And so the second year, which was this year, we did 12 boats and filled them all because the fishing was just so good. And people loved the concept of being able to win $5,000 and the big bluefin. And so we filled those things. And I went out on the Ocean Odyssey and covered that. We didn't we hooked a real big one and lost it. But the other boats brought in some of those hero fish,
and
so it was over 100 pounds. It was awesome, and the crowd at the landing was great. And so the big thing that I always felt and Frank wanted to do was to go and do a Scott Street Landings jackpot and expand it, and that is exactly what the two Franks have decided to do now.
The big three.
So we're going to have a landings wide. The three landings down there will be competing with 25 boats this year. The maximum And so basically, you go on, basically you pay the fee for the overnight trip, the 29th of June, and then you're fishing the 30th, and you come back and they do drawings and everything else. But it's cash. If we do 25 boats, the winner of the person who catches the biggest fish among those boats is going to get $7,000. And of course,
how cool is that?
And how much does it cost to enter?
Just the cost of the trip.
Yeah,
cost of the trip.
Virtually nothing. Just you're going fishing.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
So we take a portion of that.
Only
sport boats. It's only sport boats. It'll be 25. This will be the biggest. This year, I believe we have easily the biggest sport boat one-day event. We do three total, two up in Ventura area. But this one is the biggest, and it'll be probably this 25 boats. If we do 25 boats and we fill those 25, it'll be the largest single sport boat event ever in the history of West Coast sport fishing.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about it. I think that there's not too many other publications or anything like that or other news agencies or any entities would have been able to pull this off. So we're pretty proud of the fact that, and we're super excited that Franklin Presse is joining up with Franker City and those guys and doing this kind of thing. It'd be a lot of bragging rights going on.
Hats
off to him. Man.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's doing a great job. And the best part is usually we have like a little luncheon, you know, beforehand, so we invite the captains. And so everybody just goes to that beer place. What's that beer place over there at the
best place is Point Loma Seafoods. That's my favorite spot on the water to go get a beer.
Well, yeah, but there's a beer place. It's a beer place. And so we did a luncheon there, and we had a lot of trash talking going on among the captains.
That's rad.
It was pretty classic.
That's cool.
So they enjoy it. We enjoy it. It's a great time, and it's a one-day deal. And so maybe put that on your calendar for June 29th and 30th, and you can win some serious money. And a lot of drawings, man. We had a ton of stuff to give away, too, in addition to drawings when everybody got back. So we had a huge crowd there, 350 people there. It was a massive number. I couldn't even get around. It was like Cabo weigh-in, you know.
Wow, it was wild.
So fun.
Cool. Nice.
Let's jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Rudy. Call us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, first of all, I want to thank Pete for returning my call and his suggestions. It turned out just fine. And Rick, thanks for suggesting your man over there that puts rings and hooks in. He does a fine job. And also to One Man Charter for making me a better fisherman.
All right.
There you go, Rudy.
That's my say today.
All right. Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate the call this morning very much. Hey, you know, after last week when you had Journeyman Sport, we were talking about Journeyman Sport.
With Russell, yeah.
Russell O'Neill, the incredible captain of Russell last Sunday.
That was a fun show. That got me so fired up about fishing big ones.
Oh, yeah. Going down to Port Barda on the Journeyman, the ultimate yacht fisher, fishing on your own yacht down there. Well, guess what? We only have one spot left on my trip, January 15th, and we only have two spots left on your trip in March, 3.5 day. Mine's a 2.5 day in January 15th. Yours is a 3.5 day, two spots left on that. So if you want to go with us on one of those charters, the Let's Talk Hookup Charter doesn't cost you any more than a normal trip on there. All the details are on our website, hookup1090.com, and on our trips page. Check that out, as well as all our trips. I was talking to the people at Katmai Lodge. We only have five spots left on the Katmai Lodge trip next summer, next July. We only have a handful of spots left on our Kingfisher charter in June.
How about Whalers Cove? I know that was filling fast.
Like just a handful of spots left on Whalers Cove in August. So all the trips are pretty popular.
That's cool.
And so get on that. You want to go with us, get on that Journeyman trip.
I'll tell you one thing. We talked about it at length, but the big thing on the Journeyman is people talk about it all the time. You know, I really want to catch a 100-pounder. That 100-pound tuna is a thing that's on so many, you know, anglers' bucket list. It is for sure the fastest way to have a very good opportunity catching a fish of that size. You know, really, if you want a shot at a fish that size on a sport boat, you need to do a 15-day. I mean, can you catch them on a shorter trip? Absolutely you can. Are they catching them on the regular Guadalupe? They definitely are. But if you want to get on a trip where the size of the fish, they average that size, you need a real long one. And this is a cool opportunity to be able to do it in just 3 days.
You bet. And nonstop flights on Alaska Airlines, either out of L.A. or San Diego, nonstop right into Puerto Vallarta. Russell picks you up at the airport.
Yeah.
It's a seamless operation.
The other thing is the gear. I mean, big fish tackle it's not cheap. You know, it's expensive tackle. And that gear, they are so particular about the tackle they have on that boat. It is extremely high end.
And normally have a charge for using their tackle. Mm-hmm. Our guys get to use it for free.
Yeah, that's an extra bonus.
An extra $100-$150 bonus for our group only on the journeyman. So grab those spots if you want. Also want to remind you, we talked about it in the first hour, and if you slept in and missed it, a week from today we'll be at the Kona Kai Resort from 7 to 9 a.m., broadcasting live October 22nd, a free breakfast and free mimosas and champagne for those over
so
21,
rack.
And a lot of great prizes, too, including room nights and spa and restaurant and such like that. So join us a week from today at the Kona Kai Resort, 7 and 9 a.m. We'll look forward to that. That's going to be a fun one for sure. Pat, once again, let's talk for real quickly about how you get into the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. There's still time, even though it's 3 weeks away.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can go to our website, wonews.com, or the website, loscabostunajackpot.com. You can just type in Cabo Tuna and Google it, and it comes up right there.
Yeah, and we have a link on our website, too. Yeah,
yeah, right. Sure. Up there,
you have a whole website dedicated to the tournament.
Right, and a Facebook page. Yeah, but it's very easy. You just go there. It has a little preview. It's a very simple website. No bells and whistles. They don't, no ads pop up and everything else. It's just very simple, informational, and then has the links to everywhere, and that goes with our Facebook page. So very easy, and you can sign up anytime in the next 2 weeks. And then by the time the tournament comes around, I think a day or two before we cut it off, because then the wiring is, you can't wire.
Are there
money.
Still boats available?
Yeah, there's still a few boats. Cortez Yacht Charters, I think there's Red Drum has one. There's people can bring their own boats too, and then the boats pop up. So there's plenty of, I think there's still charter boats down there, but they're let's face it, you know, it's not going to be that easy. You just don't call up and go, yeah, you got a boat, because they're all almost everything's chartered. I mean, the Red Drum has 18 boats that they have themselves and that they contract out with. Pisces completely filled. Vinorama might have one boat, and I think Cortez has one 33 crystal liner available.
Sweet. Yeah,
they did about a week ago. Yeah. Usually those fill up pretty quick. Yeah. So, right. But you can still do it. Yeah, I just have to look at it. Yeah, there's Super Pongas, too. You can just get in and do it on a Super Ponga.
I remember Pongas winning. Yeah.
Winning.
Oh, yeah, a couple of years we've
those
had
guys
Super Pongas.
And they can sneak in on with 100 boats on the Gordo Bank. Yeah. They can get a little advantage there.
Good call. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got themselves that full Sol Sun Guard package. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano, with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of the complete Soul Sun Guard package, including the UV blocking tech shirt, the big bottle Soul Sun Guard, all the lip balm kits, which all of it is available on our website, hookup1090.com. Just go to the store. You'll see it all there because it's not been an easy thing to get, and yeah, it's very, very worthy. The big winner of that full package is Bob in Riverside. Bob, congratulations. Like we said, there's nothing better than Soul Sun Guard.
You're going to check it out. Hey, nothing better than Western Outdoor News and the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. How do we get in?
Just go to wonews.com or the website. Google it, loscabosunajackpot.com, and check it out. And look at some of the videos. You'll see how exciting it is.
Yeah. And, of course, every week, Western Outdoor News. You got to be a subscriber or pick it up at your local tackle store.
That's right. You can get the digital edition for $25, or you can get the regular edition mailed to you. And if you get it mailed to you, you also get the digital edition. So you can...
part of the deal.
Yeah, and there's archives in
digital
there.
Digital edition is cool.
Yeah.
Photos really pop out on that digital
edition. Yeah, it does. You can flip. You can actually look and... using the
you
search...
guys have an app?
The search buttons?
It?
No app.
Not yet.
No.
It's coming.
No.
Anyway.
Not thanks, that I know of.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Appreciate your time there, and thank you very much. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Scott Sherman and John from Snap Insurance, Fifth Avenue Insurance. And, of course, Scott just sent me a big picture of some great lobster fishing he had last night. So
think
we'll
bring
be talking
those in for
lot.
Us?
I hope yeah,
so,
maybe.
Too.
That'd
bring
be
him
nice.
In, Scott.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., we're talking fishing and more right here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see
so
you.
So tell me why's everybody getting bit except me.